Hey, Catchy Core, this is Dom Flemons, the American Songster, calling you. I got a new podcast that I'm doing. I was wondering if you'd like to be a part of it.
Dom, I would love to be a part of it. Sign me up.
All right, well, let's go. Hello, folks. From North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, this is American Songster Radio. I'm Dom Flemons. From the familiar and old-fashioned to the strange and surprising, this new podcast is a fresh listen to the sounds of America's past. Today, we'll check in with my friend Ketch Secor from Old Crow Medicine Show.
I wanted to rock. You know, I heard a song like the Grant Brothers, tell it to me, drink corn liquor, let the cocaine be. To me, that was a party anthem that I needed to get some frat boys and some sorority girls doing some keg stands too.
Oh, yeah.
So I just saw it in a different way than the more traditional players.
Ketch and I will also talk about our memories of Pete Seeger and the legacy of the topical song movement. A little later in the show, I'll play a couple of songs by one of Pete's old friends, the songster Leadbelly.
The day I left my father's home, the day I left my friends, the day I left my mother's door, the day I left my friend.
More of that tune later in the show. But first, a call to my friend Ketch Secor from Old Crow Medicine Show. Hey, Ketch, how's it going?
Going great, thanks.
I got on the phone Ketch Secor from Old Crow Medicine Show, who are by far one of the most influential string bands to come out of the 21st century. I first heard them in 2003, had been a fan since, and I had the great pleasure of meeting Ketch in 2008 at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival. Ketch, how you doing there?
Hey, I'm doing great. You're so good at remembering all those dates, Dom.
I try my best, man. You know, I mean, that was a great time at Ann Arbor. That was the first time I got to meet you guys. And then, of course, we all got to meet Pete Seeger all together at the same time.
You and me and Willie and I don't know, maybe Rhiannon and who else was there. But we were all back there. And there was Pete. And, you know, Pete had heard our sets and had nice things to say. And then he said, he gave us this piece of advice. Do you remember his parable?
No, you're going to have to tell me again.
He said there was an old, what did he call it? Persian. He said, there's an old Persian saying. He said, if you got your health, give yourself a one. If you got land, put a zero behind it. If you've got influence, put another zero. If you've got a family, give yourself another zero, and on and on and on. But take away your health, and what do you got? Nothing. Boys, keep your health.
Oh, yeah. Advice for life from Pete Seeger on that one. Yeah, because, I forgot that he had said that one. That's a great piece of advice. I got so wrapped up because he told me that Woody Guthrie played the bones. And that's something that was recently, there was an album that came out that featured a track of Woody playing the bones. And that was something that was of great interest. Ketch, I guess the first thing I'll ask you about is, basic one to get us start off. But old-time music, can you give me just kind of the short rap sheet on what you think old-time music is and what drew you into it as a person coming up from the late 20th century, coming into the 21st century? What were the sort of the things that got you moving on that stuff?
Well, I'll let your listeners in on a deep, dark secret. Dom Flemons and Ketch Secor are both hardcore Bob Dylan fans, y'all.
Oh, yep. The cat's out of the bag now.
Bob left us a kind of a stone cairn for us to follow all across the musical American landscape. And we followed these little signposts that Bob left in this sort of breadcrumb trail. And it took us all far, far back into the molten lava of American folk music, which is still bubbling, y'all.
Right on, right on. It's funny that you mentioned Molten Lava. When I describe Bob Dylan folk music, I can't call him the Mount Vesuvius of folk music in the way that, you know, when you search into that stuff, you find some amazing little, little preserved parts of the folk revival. Some beautiful stuff. What was your first Dylan song that you got to hear, Ketch?
Well, the first time I heard Bob was when I was about 11 or 12 years old. My uncle went and moved to the Philippines and left all of his junk in the attic. And he had great junk. He had a Tom Paxson record, and he had a record called Live at Newport Broadside. And he had a Les McCann Live at Montreal. And he had some great records. Oh. He also had some really lousy ones, too. He had Wet Willie. I just sat there and looked at that very crudely drawn high school yearbook record cover for hours. And then I finally got a record player and turned it on. Oh, what a terrible band.
Oh, man.
Terrible record. Yeah. You know, I heard this song, I heard this album called Live at Newport Broadside, which had Bob Dylan singing a couple of tunes. He was singing With God on Our Side with Joan Baez, and he was singing another tune called You Play Boys and Play Girls.
Oh, and yeah.
Seeger introduced him. He said, now I'd like to introduce the most prolific young gentleman, Bob Dylan. Bob came out. Anyhow, I heard that stuff and I thought it was great. And also up in that attic, there was an old guitar and I started strumming on it. And I was playing folk singer in 1989 and I was going to go places, man.
Oh, man, and you've gone a whole bunch of places ever since. I've seen now, and as most people have seen, with your illustrious career with the Old Crow Medicine Show. Yeah, now, with Bob, now, especially with the politics of Newport Broadside, it's a great record about topical songs, and that first line is, all you playboys and playgirls, you ain't gonna run my world, not now and no other time. And that's a very powerful sentiment and statement that was being put out at that time in the early 60s. I know we could probably use some of those sentiments again.
Yeah, I really felt like those songs were applicable to the time I was living in. You know, I would listen to, like, Your Jim Crow Ground Can't Turn Me Around. And you know, here we are in the tail end of the 20th century and far, far from Selma and far, far from Birmingham. In some, you know, crappy little town on the western edge of the state of Virginia. But we had America's first black governor, and his name was Douglas Wilder. And when Douglas Wilder became the governor of Virginia, and I heard You Playboys and Playboys Ain't Gonna Run My World concurrently, it all started to make sense. I thought, oh, I'm living in these times.
Right.
Well, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think, where are the songs about the social events that matter today? What are the songs that make you think about, we're marching in the streets of Ferguson, what are the songs that make that you identify with the Black Lives Matter movement? What are the songs that you think of as indicative of the refugee crisis in Europe, the wars that are raging across the country? Where are those songs? Do you know what they are? Because, damn, can I? Because if you could burn me a copy, man, I'd really like to hear them.
Well, I know that the songs have to be out there just in the way that people have to be writing songs. I find it's tricky in a way to be able to narrow them down to how they were able to do in the early 60s. Because when I get into that topical song movement, it all leads back to Pete. And I see that Pete took several groups of songwriters down to Mississippi, took them down to Alabama, and had them learn about the struggles down there. And then they wrote songs to push whatever message they were into. And that includes like people like Buffy St. Marie and Patrick Sky and Len Chandler and people like that as well. It probably still is an underground movement that's working with it. But I also don't see the notion of don't mourn, organize, you know, kind of leftist politics that Pete brought into it, and kind of the socialists' ideas that that Pete brought into it popping up again. I'm just not sure about that. Like, you know, me, I tended to be more of the historian and let the political messages go through the different historical numbers I do. But yeah, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I know a lot of people have been thinking about it as well.
It just seems like music needs to respond. And I don't know, I can't accept the explanation of, well, somebody's probably responding, I just haven't heard it yet, because, you know, we are the audience. I don't know, maybe it's up to us, but I think that there could be, you and me could probably write the song about the refugee crisis, both knocking at the doors of North America in your home state of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And knocking at the doors of Bratislava and Budapest, and knocking at the doors of Sarajevo and saying, let us in.
Yeah.
Here we are in the Passover season. You know, this is when they said, Pharaoh, let my people go. You know, this is our time of the year in which we talk about dividing the great waters and marching right through, and an exodus. And there's a great exodus that's on right now. And we have to ask ourselves, what side do we want to be on? You know, do we have our backs to it, or are we helping grease the turnstiles?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, that's definitely a question that everybody's kind of had in their own hearts as they have either been watching stuff on TV or also on social media. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's been happening in the world, and yeah, we're going to have to sit down and try to have that co-writing session at some point, Ketch. I know that for sure.
Let's write that song.
Yeah, man. We're starting to run out of time here, Ketch, but thank you so much, Ketch.
Thank you, Dom. Thanks for what you do, too, my friend. I'm glad to be part of a musical scene that you are burning so bright in. Thanks for what you do.
Ketch Secor is the co-founder of the Grammy Award-winning string band Old Crow Medicine Show. This is American Songster Radio. I'm Dom Flemons. Well, we're going to close the show with a couple of songs. Now, these two songs are called Poor Howard and Gwanna Dig a Hole to Put the Devil In. And these are two songs by the great songster Hughie Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly. So what Leadbelly said about Poor Howard was that it was the first song sung by the first Negro fiddler freed from slavery. And then Gwanna Dig a Hole to Put the Devil In, he said that this was a song that the boys out in the fields would sing to the boss. And so at that time, the prisoners, they couldn't speak out, because if they did, the officers had the right to shoot them down in their place. And so a song like Gwanna Dig a Hole to Put the Devil In was a little way that the prisoners could let off steam without truly directly addressing that boss man in a way that would cost them their lives.
Red dress on. my father's home. The day I left my friends. The day I left my mother's door. The day I left my friends. 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 Poor heart is dead and gone. Sang this song. Poor heart is dead and gone. Left me here to sing this song. Left me here to sing this song. Poor heart is dead and gone. Poor heart is dead and gone. God knows, left me here to sing this song.
American Songster Radio is a podcast recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. This episode was produced by David Brower and Joe O'Connell. I'm Dom Flemings.